Le B.
One of my first ports of call on a recent trip to New York was the city's Czech Center, which is at Madison Avenue and 83rd Street in Manhattan. At least, that's where it is for the moment. Later in the year, it's moving to the Czech National Building, around 15 minutes' walk away. New York Czech Center director Monica Koblerová talks about that move and much more in this edition of One on One.
Czech Center has been working in New York since 1996, so it's a pretty long time. And the main activities are to present the Czech Republic in the field of culture, tourism, because there is a Czech tourist authority here, Czech tourists, and also the business. But we organize during a year, we organize more than 100 events.
Do you have particular activities you do as well? For example, do you have Czech teaching here?
We are starting with a Czech class, Czech club for children. And we hope that when we will move to the Czech National Building this year, then we will continue in this and that we open several courses of the Czech languages. Yeah.
When you say, and even outside on the street, there's a sign saying that your priorities are, or your areas of activity, are arts, business and tourism. Do any of those take priority for you?
Yeah, of course, its priority are the culture, because we are trying to build dialogue between the Czech and American public and to cooperate with American organization is for us very important, because we don't want to build Czech world. We need to bring the Czech artists and to show the best from the Czech Republic and to offer to American organizations. So that's why we have a lot of events with cooperation with another strong American cultural organization. For example, our last biggest event was retrospective of Miloš film, Miloš Forman retrospective at MoMA,
which I should say is the Museum of Modern Art here in New York.
Yeah, it's Museum of Modern Art. It's really a so prestigious organization, and for the first time the Czech film had retrospective there for 14 days. Yeah. And it was really well attended, and also some celebrities visiting this event. So
tell us who.
Michael Douglas with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and we invited also Mr. Buchholz and Mr. Basser. Yeah. And it was very nice evening. And for the Czech art, very important, because it was not only, of course, yeah, for the Czech people, but mostly for Americans. Yeah. And we would like to continue in this project. And the next year, we will have a retrospective at MoMA about Ivan Passer.
Has it taken you long to establish relationships with a lot of these important New York institutions?
Yes, it's really a long time. And I think it started when the Czech Center started. Yeah. So 11 years, because for this kind of organization of MoMA or Guggenheim Museum or Metropolitan Museum, we need to have really good relationship, yeah, and to show that we support, that we are trying to do a good job and support them and to bring the best of the Czech culture here. Yeah, really, it's a long run.
Which of your activities generates the greatest response from the American or New York audience or the public?
Yeah, for the public, really, for the general public. We organize every year the first Saturday the Czech Street Festival. It's 83rd Street between Madison Avenue and Park Avenue. The whole street is closed, and from the morning till the evening, it's only the Czech program, Czech artists, Czech theater, Czech music, Czech food, and usually more than 4,000 people are here during this street festival. And we also organize an after party.
This may sound like a silly question, but is there any sense in which you are competing with other centers, national centers, be it, I saw around the corner there's the German Goethe Institute, or are you competing with the Polish center?
I think that it's every day or every UN, because in New York is very, very difficult to bring and to attract people to come to your event, because every day it's so many offers in jazz and film festivals, and really it's every day we are trying to do our best to attract people to come.
How does it work with planning for you? Are you completely autonomous, or do you coordinate your plans with Prague?
We are the part of a network, Czech centers, so we are cooperate with Prague, and Prague is in Prague is our headquarters. But we are trying also, and we are cooperate also with another cultural institution, and also with Consulate General, with embassy in Washington D.C. because we would like to spread the Czech culture around the whole USA, and not only in New York, because the most expensive is to bring people from Prague, but then to spread them through the USA, it isn't so much expensive, and you would like to cooperate, and it's the way how to share the costs. Yeah.
Now we're here in a very nice building, you have a very nice office on Madison Avenue, which is also a good address, I'm sure. But later this year, you're moving. Tell us about that.
Madison Avenue, 83rd Street, is one of the best addressed, I think, in New York, because it's only one block from Museum Mile, from Metropolitan Museum, from Guggenheim Museum, Design Museum. So really, it's a great, great location. But we are very small. This year, we will move to Czech National Building during the October. The Czech National Building will be so huge building for the presentation for the Czech culture. Not only the gallery will be there, restaurant will be there, multifunctional screening room will be there for about 70 people, but the main will be there, some ballroom for 350 people. We really like that we will move there, and we could do more for the Czech culture in New York, and to for the present and build dialogue.
So lots of dancing.
Yeah, lots of dancing.
And what's your impression of the work on the building? What do you think? I mean, it's not finished yet. What do you think of what you've seen so far?
Well, I think that a lot of people now are working this building, because the time, it's timing. we will move, I think, that during the summer, so we hope that everything will be ready very soon, and we can prepare the official opening and celebration of the opening of the Czech National Building.
Monika Koblerová, the head of the Czech Center in New York, speaking to Ian Willoughby. And that edition of One on One brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio.